Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting third. The left fielder, Guy Curtwright. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jimmy Grant. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Orville Grove. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Orville Grove. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The right fielder, Milt Burns. Batting third. The center fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Chartek. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Harlan Clift. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Tony Criscola. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Nagealing. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Johnny Nagealing. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tucker. The throw from Farrell and he is out, Gutteridge applying the tag. Two outs. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright strikes out. Farrell drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Curtwright out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moses throws the ball into Callaway, who tags Burns trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant takes first base on ball four. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into center field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Chartek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove bunts towards first. Chartak scoops it up and throws to first, with Gutteridge covering, for the out. Tresh moves to second. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tucker hits a fly ball into left field. Chris Cola settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Tony Chris Cola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chris Cola hits a line drive towards the mound. Grove reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Nagieling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagieling bunts towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Farrell moves to second. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutteridge takes first base on ball 4. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Farrell moves to third. Gutteridge moves to second. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grant fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Farrell scores. Gutteridge scores. Burns moves to second. It's 2-0, Browns. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 0 for 1 in the game. Kurtwright hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway hits a fly ball into right field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Grant hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0 for 1 in the game. Chartak takes first base on ball 4. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. Clift hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker. Clift reaches second base with a double. Chartak moves to third. Tony Chris Cola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chris Cola is 0 for 1 in the game. Chris Cola takes first base on ball 4. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Chartak scores. Clift moves to third. One out. It's 3-0, Browns. Johnny Nagiling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagiling is 0-for-0 in the game. Nagiling hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. QL fields the ball and throws to second. Callaway drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Callaway. Clift scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-0, Browns. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. QL hits a fly ball into center field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tresh strikes out. The ball gets by Farrell. He chases the ball to the backstop. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-0 in the game. Grove hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tresh moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tresh scores. Grove moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Browns. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tucker hits a fly ball into center field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Lobbs strikes out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Chartak hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burns moves to second. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Burns scores. Chartak moves to third. It's 5-1, Browns. Tony Criscola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Criscola is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Criscola hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway misplays the ball. That's an error on Callaway. Chartak scores. Clift moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, Browns. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Farrell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker. Farrell reaches second base with a double. Cliff scores. Chris Cola moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 7-1, Browns. Johnny Nageeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nageeling is 0-for-1 in the game. Nageeling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Guy Cartwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cartwright is 0-for-2 in the game. Cartwright hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-2 in the game. Callaway hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of lobs. Callaway reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Grant hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Callaway scores. It's 7-2, Browns. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-2 in the game. QL takes first base on ball 4. Grant moves to second. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grant scores. QL moves to second. It's 7-3, Browns. Ralph Hodgen pinch hits for Orville Grove. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of lobs. Hodgen reaches second base with a double. QL scores. Tresh moves to third. It's 7-4, Browns. George Caster now pitching. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tresh scores. Hodgen scores. It's 7-6, Browns. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tucker takes first base on ball 4. Moses moves to second. Guy Cartwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cartwright is 0-for-3 in the game. Cartwright hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. There goes Moses trying to get to home. Chartak throws to Farrell who tags Moses for the out. Tucker moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 6. The Browns will come to bat. Bill Swift now pitching. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Burns hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 6. the White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jimmy Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Grant hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. QL hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Appling moves to third. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes QL. The throw from Farrell and he is safe. QL steals second. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Tresh strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 6. The Browns will come to bat. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chartak hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Clift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Tony Criscola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Criscola is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Criscola hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tucker takes first base on ball 4. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kurtwright hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tucker moves to second. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 6. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Farrell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster strikes out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Gutteridge takes first base on ball 4. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gutteridge. The throw from Tresh and he is safe. Gutteridge steals second. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Burns hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Grant hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. QL hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of lobs. QL reaches second base with a double. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Clift. QL scores. Tresh moves to second. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 7, Browns, 7. Bill Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. Swift is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Browns 7. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Lobbs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker. Lobbs reaches second base with a double. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chartak takes first base on ball 4. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Clift hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Criscola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Criscola is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Criscola takes first base on ball 4. Lobbs moves to third. Chartak moves to second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Browns 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Tucker strikes out. Two outs. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Kurtwright hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Browns 7. The Browns will come to bat. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster is 0-for-1 in the game. Caster hits a line drive into left field. Kurtwright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 3 in the game. With 2 walks. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Swift juggles the ball. That's an error on Swift. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Gutteridge moves to second. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 3 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Lobbs is hit by the pitch. Gutteridge moves to third. Burns moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gutteridge scores. Burns moves to third. Lobbs moves to second. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 7. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.